Hey, it's Claire and James here. Before we get stuck into this week's episode, we just want to let you know that we're about to launch a first-of-its-kind tool that's going to help you identify where you might be holding yourself back from living your fullest potential at midlife.
We're naming it the Midlife Reset Audit. And what's incredibly exciting is that it'll offer you your personalized strategies that give you the most impactful wins, so you can quickly take back control of your body, mind, and life.
Now, we're just putting the finishing touches to it, making it the best it can possibly be. So if you'd like to be the first to take the audit, pop your name on the waiting list. Just go to themidlifementors.com/audit.
In this episode, we're sharing the importance of a realistic morning routine. And the key word here is realistic, not perfect. This episode came about after seeing a post from someone on social media about their own daily routine. It had about 30 things on it, and we worked out it would take over 4 hours to get through before even starting work.
Now, this breeds a feeling of inadequacy and can make us feel as though we're not doing enough or being enough. It also highlights why we must be discerning about how we utilise information from social media, because life isn't perfect and yet we're seeing everyone's highlight reels. Of course, a good morning routine will set you up for the day, but it also has to work for you in terms of its timings and focus. So here we offer up a simple routine that takes about 10 minutes and will set you up for a powerful, joyful day.
Hi, I'm James Davis.
And I'm Claire Davis.
We're the Midlife Mentors, here to lift a lid on how to achieve health and happiness.
The balanced, no-nonsense way.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Midlife Mentors with me, James.
And me, Claire. And Lola, our dog, who is being very, very needy at the moment because we've been naughty parents and left her for most of October, haven't we?
We have. We are now back in a very wet and rainy London. See my voice go there. After obviously travelling around America, if you caught our last podcast, remember that, and we were just about to go to Ibiza to run our retreat. So we've now been to Ibiza, run our retreat, which was just fabulous, and now we're back in London.
We are, but we've been used to the sunshine, I'm not going to lie, not the grey skies. So, but Ibiza was incredible. It was the first time we have run a retreat at Six Senses in the north of the island, and it was just incredible. I have to say, it's breathtaking, the location of it, but also just the service, the tiny details, the residence we were in. We will definitely be going back. We're already in conversations. We're doing more dates next year. So I think it's very safe to say that we will be doing more retreats next year. And I think it's just taken us a couple of years. Since 2020, when obviously our main business was running retreats for 10, 11 years through our other brand, 38 Degrees North, it's just taken us a little while with everything else we've had going on with the Midlife Mentors to really realise that retreats is something we want to bring back in a bigger way.
I think it was such a fabulous experience this time, like really intimate, a great group size. So that's one thing we've noted, actually. We're gonna cap our group sizes at 8 people going forward to give that really personal, intimate feel, make it a really immersive experience. And we're definitely going to run more, but we're not going to be running loads next year.
No.
As Claire said, we're in talks to go back to Six Senses, definitely there, and a couple of other places.
Yay.
As well, in different locations.
Yay.
Which is very, very exciting.
It is really exciting. It brings us a lot of joy. I know, you know, we're a bit, I think we're all a bit online out, aren't we? I think we are hardwired for connection. And although we don't want to go back to running the 14 to 16 retreats that we used to do in a year, because that was exhausting, we definitely realise we're in our element. We really shine and really do our stuff well in person. So people get so much more, we all get so much more out of being connected with people in person, I think. So we want to offer that to more people next year. So watch out, world. The retreats are coming back. from Claire and James in a bigger capacity. But like James said, we'll be keeping the group size small.
Yeah, so excited for that. I think 2024 is going to be an amazing year. So, yeah,
got
excited.
Lots of plans. We've also got lots of plans for November and December, which we're really, really excited about. October, we haven't really been on social media all that much in October.
Which has been quite refreshing, actually.
Which has been quite refreshing and kind of leads into what we wanted to talk to you about today, which is about... It's not just about... we want to talk to you about a morning routine, but it's been triggered by me seeing something from someone I follow. Actually, I did snooze this person on Facebook, but then they popped back up again, and this was the post I saw, and I just had my head in my hands about it, because it was all about how much that person gets done in a day, like his daily routine. And I think it leads on from the whole social media thing, because we just feel, I think, as human beings, so overwhelmed. We are just constantly on. And there's this sense of guilt and panic and worry if we're not constantly on. And I have to say, some of the transformations I've been going through this year, and if you've listened to any other recent podcasts, you kind of get the idea that for me personally, there's been a lot of shift and change in a magnificent way, and the same for James. One of the things I realised was I was really feeling like a slave all the time to social media. And the truth is, guess what? In October, not posting as much as I normally do, because I do most of the social media for our businesses, the world hasn't fallen apart. In fact, we've actually taken on more clients through not doing so much social media. So this addiction and this panic and this feeling of, if you run your own business, that you've always got to be on social media and always connected, I call BS on that, bullshit on that, because actually, once we're in a more grounded state and we're in more joy and gratitude for what we're doing, that's when we attract more of the right people to us.
Yeah, I also say that I think a morning routine is so, so important, but there's so much misinformation or information overload out there. And it's easy, you know, we see people in the health space, wellness space, and they're like, this is my routine. And you make that up, it's like 4 hours of stuff. And let's be realistic. Maybe that gets results, maybe it doesn't. But who has, when they're juggling their job, their career, their family, their social lives, time to do four? I mean, one person we saw, we went at it up, it was like 6 to 8 hours of stuff, and they claimed that was their normal daily routine before they do the rest of their work. Well, it's just, yeah, calling BS on it, but also not letting people feel that there's so much to have to do. It's making people feel inadequate again. And I think this is something we went home to on the retreat, actually. So this podcast also coming out of the retreat. Just giving people a simple morning routine they could run through that takes about 10 minutes that actually everyone said made them feel so much more empowered, positive, energised for the day ahead.
Yeah, and I think the reason I just read this, and I've done a post about it, and if you're on our newsletter, you'll get a newsletter about this, so I wrote a post about it. But I think I read it, and my instinct, even though I have snoozed this person because I find them, I find the ego quite off-putting, but obviously it popped back up again. But I was reading this post and I was thinking, oh my goodness, am I not, Claire, am I not going to be successful in my business? Am I not going to be happy, joyful, unless, or grounded, or more connected to universal intelligence, or whatever it is, if I'm not doing all these things that this guy is doing? I actually had that thought. And obviously, consciously, I know that that's ridiculous. But inside of me, I felt inadequate. And I thought, oh my goodness. No wonder this person's successful, because he's doing this, 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 and this. And it is utter, utter nonsense. You know, and this is the thing. We're made to feel less than, like, shamed if we're not doing all of these things that everyone else is doing, that are actually just showing us their highlight reels. They're probably not doing all of that. They're probably not even as successful as they say they am. And they're sure, definitely having ups and downs in life, and you're just seeing the highlight reels. But like James said, this person, we added it up, and I thought, if he does 10 minutes, just 10 minutes of each of these things he's listed, it's 4 hours in the morning before he's even gotten with the rest of it. I mean, that's just, and I can't stand that. I just find it really, really frustrating that people are putting that stuff out there and making us all feel like we're somehow failing at life and not being perfect at life if we're not dialing in all of that stuff. But like James said, it is important to have a morning routine. I don't know whether you want to just explain why it's important, James, like to have that morning routine, and then we'll dive into what that might look like for people.
Yeah, there are a few reasons. The first is, like, when we sleep, we still don't really understand why sleep and dreaming is so important. From an evolutionary perspective, sleep makes no sense, right? You're losing a considerable chunk of each day to inactivity. You're extremely vulnerable to predators. You're not actually actively hunting, gathering. From an evolutionary perspective, sleep doesn't make sense. Yet, you know, all species do it. So it must have a very, very valuable function. We know we can monitor brain activity. We believe it's something about processing what we've been through, experiences, and coming through. So when we wake from sleep, though, we're still in what we call a theta state. So we're still primed to absorb new information, which is why doing stuff when you first wake up is so, so powerful. Another reason is, you know, as soon as we wake up, if we wake up and we go to external stimulus straight away, i.e. we turn on the news, the radio, we pick up our phone, look at social media, look at our ages, we're straight away, we're reactive to the world, and we're setting the tone for the day of being reactive rather than staying closed off from all that, because we've woken from our dream, we've processed what we need to process, we're still in theta, and actually thinking about how we want to start our day, how we want to ground, what the influences that we want to carry forward into the day. This is why I think starting your day with some sort of routine that allows this is so, so important.
Yeah, because you're right there. You know, there is, we are in that kind of vulnerable state, aren't we? That when we come out of sleep, we're vulnerable to external stimuli from everywhere else. And if we don't control or have responsibility for what we're experiencing as soon as we wake up, because our minds is in that state of sleep, we're really vulnerable to letting things in that are going to affect the rest of the, and set the tone for the rest of the day. So we'll just give you an example on our retreat. And I want to be really, really clear here. Sometimes what's worked for me at certain times in my life as a morning routine isn't what then works at other times for me as my morning routine. So I'm the sort of person that likes to be, now, I like to be quite flexible with what I do for my morning routine from week to week, depending on what's going on for me. And that's why it's really, really important to have a big toolkit of things to go to. You know, we teach on the Midlife Method, a really big toolkit. On our coaching calls, we teach a big toolkit. And at our retreats, we do the same. But what we don't want people to do is feel like it's another tick list. You know, I've got to get up and I've got to tick this off, tick this off, tick this off, tick this off. You really want you to enjoy the process. And that's the most important thing. Enjoy what you're doing. Find out what works for you and makes you feel good in the morning and do that. And if something isn't making you feel any good anymore, please don't feel like you have to carry on doing it. Just find something else. Mm. Do something else. Because otherwise, we're just putting more pressure on ourselves and more stress on ourselves. And we're starting the day actually in the complete opposite way of what we're trying to do, which is frustrated with ourselves, beating ourselves up for not doing it right, not doing it perfectly, and doing the same thing where we're not finding much enjoyment.
Yeah, I'll just say, we're going to give you an example of a morning routine, I think similar to the one we ran through on the retreat. But I think it's really important to say what Claire said there. You know, when we're doing anything over and over, yes, consistency is mastering. You want to be disciplined at it. But sometimes, you know, you want to let your intuition guide you. And if you feel like doing something slightly different, then that's okay too. I think it's good to have a toolkit of processes that you go to. For me personally, you know, I've got a morning routine that is set. But within that, I might vary some of the modalities that I use just to keep things different and to keep challenging my brain in different ways.
Yeah, and mine's really, really changed since May and continues to change. And it's really, really freeing, actually, for me to get up in the morning and kind of have like a parameters around what I want to do. But it's quite freeing just to get up and go, okay, do I feel like journaling right now? Do I feel like actually just sitting in a bit of peace and connecting with that, you know, higher intelligence? Is it that I want to sit here and write a gratitude list or just feel the gratitude? Whatever that is for you, I feel a lot of freedom now and that I've given myself that opportunity to do that. So on the retreat, one of the things that I welcomed the guests to do was, before we did anything, was to join me and everyone else in a little morning setup routine. So what we did, I did a little visualization for grounding them first. And you can find these visualizations also. If you want one of these visualizations that I've done, please just reach out to us. Email us on team@themidlifementors.com. I can send you a link to one of the grounding meditations that we've done. But it's literally about 5 minutes to ground you and give you permission to just be in that moment. And once we've grounded you with that visualization, I just asked the participants to think of one person that they are grateful for and why. And really allow that to flood through their body, allow that love and gratitude to flood through their body. Then I ask them to think of one thing they are grateful for about themselves and allow that to flood through the body. Something that they've achieved, something that they've overcome, the person that they have become, something about themselves. And again, like really, really allow that to be felt. And finally, just something in their life generally that they are grateful for and why. So really understanding the why and feeling the emotion of it. And once we had done that, I asked them to come back, pick up their book, and write those things down, those gratitude elements down. So those three bits of gratitude, because that really like embeds the emotion, really, really drills it down, really gets you feeling it. So writing it down and then just asking them to create an intention for the day. So what the intention is for the day. And it could be really, really simple, as simple as I intend to be present in my life today. I intend to make healthy choices today. I intend to be patient with my work colleagues today. I intend to do a great presentation today. Anything. It can be absolutely anything, but keep it simple. And then finally, actually just doing a few simple affirmations, which are I am statements, which again really, really help with the subconscious mind rewiring the neural pathways. A lot of the time we say things that we're not, you know, like, I'm not good at this, I'm not good at that, I'm not good at this. What we want to do is reinstall the hardware by saying affirmations to ourselves like, I am peace, I am love, I am calm, I am grounded, I am safe, I'm a beautiful person, I am important. These kind of affirmations start to really, really build up over time. So what I asked them to do was just write down, I set a timer for 30 seconds, write down I am affirmations. People find this really hard at the beginning because we're so used to the negative voice in our head, we find it really hard to say nice things about ourselves. And then I just asked them to pick one of those affirmations, hold their hands to their heart and repeat that affirmation, that one affirmation to them three times. That whole process took no more than about 10 to 15 minutes. And everyone was like, oh my goodness, that's amazing. And I've had messages since being home of, I'm carrying on my routine, it feels really good. And it's the first thing to go, isn't it, James? Like, it's the first thing. We seem to be able to, even like on the health train, like keep up with fitness, keep up with mindset. The mindset stuff is the thing that most of us, when we're in a bad place or a good place, actually finds, oh, don't worry, I can't be bothered to do it. But it's the one thing that creates such massive internal change.
It so is. What I'd say on that is, you know, on those days where you're feeling pressured, stressed, whatever, if you're traveling, and that can be challenging, as we know from the last month.
Yeah.
You know, don't feel you have to do the whole thing. Just doing something to keep reinforcing those neural networks is enough. So it might be you just take the time when you're lying in bed when you first wake up to think of three things I'm grateful for from yesterday, three things I'm grateful for in general, and set an intention for the day. It might be you flick to something like Insight Timer and just find a 2-minute affirmation to listen to there. As long as you're doing something, you know, journaling, whatever, you're just keep sending that signal to your subconscious that you're on this and you're on this path, and it continues to make a difference to how you feel throughout the day.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would just say, unless you've got anything else to add, James, I would just say, to summarise, you know, just please do what works for you, and don't be shamed into all of these different things. It's absolute overwhelm. I mean, I just read that post and I was overwhelmed reading it. And, you know, what works for that person won't work for you necessarily. We're all individual. And so let's stop comparing ourselves and expecting ourselves to be perfect. You know, the most important thing is you keep coming home to yourself and keep remembering that this is your life, your process. It doesn't matter what anyone else is doing, even to the point of, you know, like, oh, meditation works for me. Well, that's great, but it might not work for another person. Affirmations might work for me. Well, great that it doesn't work for another person. Just find what makes you feel more at peace within yourself, more at home within yourself, more connected to who you really are, and keep on doing that, is what I would say. But don't poo-poo it altogether. Make sure that you do get up in the morning, that you set that you set your own tone for the day, whatever that looks like. But we just wanted to give you, a bit of a summary about what we do and how it really positively impacted our retreat guests, actually. But all the other stuff, snooze it, put it away, don't become overwhelmed by it, don't be shamed by it. Life is not perfect, we're not perfect, stop having these massive expectations on ourselves, is what I would say. And that's it.
That is it.
That is it.
Love to hear your thoughts on that. As always, you can catch us at team@themidlifementors.com. You can follow us on our socials at Midlife Mentors or at The Midlife Mentors, depending on the channel.
Yeah.
You can join our free Facebook community, which is growing all the time. Just type in The Midlife Mentors community. And yeah, wishing you all the best.
Yeah, you can find all those links on our on the show notes as well. So for ease. But we're sending you so, so much love and we will catch you next week. Bye.
Yeah. You've been listening to The Midlife Mentors with Claire and James Davis.
Yeah. We'd love to hear from you. So drop us a line at info@themidlifementors.com with any questions or topic suggestions.
And make sure you join us on our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can find us under The Midlife Mentors. Yeah. Thanks for listening. And just before you go, we wanted to remind you that the waitlist for the Midlife Reset Audit is now open.
You can be the first to take this revolutionary new tool to helping you live your healthiest, happiest midlife by signing up at themidlifementors.com/audit.